back to another exciting adventure right here on Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Tonight, we have a returning guest, Audrey Norton. She was on here before talking about Satanism. Woo-ha-ha-ha. But tonight, it'll be psychics and mediumship. But up until then, Kara, do you have any news for us?
Yes, I do. So the Washington State Department of Transportation posted two apparent photos of Bigfoot on Twitter last week, referencing separate sightings made by their people at Sherman Pass and Snoqualmie Pass. "I think Bigfoot is making the rounds across our mountain passes," the Twitter account reported. This was also the approximate location of another well-publicized sighting last March, when a hiker found unusually large bipedal tracks near Medical Lake. A Christian evangelist believes that the world will come to an end this year. Pastor Paul Begley believes the earth will come to an end on December 21st, 2020, which also happens to be his birthday, and mine too. Begley's reasoning that on the 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will come between 0.1 degrees in the sky and create, quote, "the brightest star in the sky since the Star of Bethlehem," which will also be on the winter solstice, which I guess is too many astrological events all at once and will cause the world to end somehow. Begley also claimed that the world would end on June 21st, but it's worth noting he isn't the only astrologer claiming the Earth will end in 2020. Jan Dixon, one of the most famous psychics of the 21st, or the 20th century, rather, who died in the year 1997, also predicted the Earth would end this year. So scientists have discovered a bizarre exoplanet that orbits so close to its star that it has a thin atmosphere of molten rock. According to astronomers, this world probably also is completely covered in a lava ocean many miles deep, and that it may rain rock when the gaseous rock in the atmosphere cools and falls back to the surface. So, tourist destination. Also, there was an election and no shortage of conspiracies about dead people voting, fraudulent ballots, and so forth. None of it has held up too well in court so far, but we'll see. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right. Department of Transportation getting involved in Bigfoot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bigfoot's going big government.
Indeed. Well, it is the Pacific Northwest, I think. Bigfoot is an important part of the brand.
It is a part of the brand, and I'm wondering, like, did they put this up in sort of this sort of, like, joking, like, ha, 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 Bigfoot's out there, or were they really, like, saying, like, hey, there might have been a Bigfoot site?
See, this is kind of hard to tell. It really doesn't seem comedic, because one of the pictures is kind of, hey, maybe that's Bigfoot next to the road and not, like, another tree. But the other picture is, like, fully just a Bigfoot standing in the snow. So I feel like if they were posting it comedically, then there might be a little more sense of irony to that. But no, it's more like just, hey, look, a Bigfoot. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to say, but it is Washington. It is the mountains. I don't know. Maybe these people are believers.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised, you know.
Yeah.
Even, you know, we live in this day and age where there has to be a lot of clarity to a government person if they're making a joke.
That is true, but, like, it's local government. I don't know. I think they'll probably claim it was a joke, and that'll be that. I doubt there will be any particular repercussions for that. Also, I don't know that it's, like, not allowed for government organizations to be like, hey, we saw a Bigfoot. I don't know if there are actually specific laws about that.
Yeah, but you do have to answer to people when the calls come in or when the...
Oh, absolutely you do. And here's the thing. It's rural Washington. I think the calls will be like, yep, I saw the Bigfoot too.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
going to
be
think.
All like Sling Blade sounding, talking about Bigfoot, I guess.
Exactly.
Christian end of the world, Paul Begley, the December 21st,
Yeah, so we talked about him in June, too, because there was this whole thing about, like, maybe the Mayan calendar was 8 years off because of this and that reason. You know, maybe it was translated wrong. So.
I always find this interesting, and this is, you know, I'll dabble in this softly. You know,
for okay.
something that refutes science so much, and I don't mean the Bible or all Christians, but I mean the belief system and, you know, psychics and it's the end of the world because God's going to destroy us as it has been prophesied and all this stuff. For people to deny science so much, they sure are interested in what Jupiter and Saturn are up to.
Yeah, well, I feel like astrology is not really science, but also, like, there's, I don't know, I think people just across all spectrums of belief use science selectively. I don't think there's anyone who truly is like, science is bad, we will never use a study or, like, an idea. Because how can you reject science completely? Science is literally just using evidence to know things. Like,
people seem to outright, you know, reject science on the whole. Like the whole concept of science and numbers seems to be a common.
I think people reject it. I think people reject it when it suits whatever they happen to want to believe already. I think to be someone who just uniformly rejects the idea of evidence and reason. Like, how would you even get through a day?
Like, well, Kara, I gotta say, that sounds like the answer that a liberally educated college graduate would give. So, you know, I don't believe it.
That's fair enough.
You've already been brainwashed. You're a
I have been brainwashed to, you know, like, to have evidence for things.
Right. What's the singular of sheeple, or does that even count?
I think it's just sheep.
Like a sheeple or a sherpin? Sherpson?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's like deer, where it's just, it is sheep, a sheeple, two sheeple. It's the same thing.
Right. So, but the people, that's, yeah. And plus, you know, do you ever actually find them alone? Are sheeple, like, do they travel in packs? Like, is it a murder of sheeple?
Yeah. No. Well, they're not crows. I think it's a flock. I think it's a flock of sheeple. One sherpin, two sheeple.
Yeah, but I mean, you're heading way into the sheep direction, you know. There's not a flock of people, you know. It's like a crowd.
Well, it's a crowd of people. Okay, I don't know. Okay. You've gone way beyond my knowledge of both sheep and people and hybrids thereof.
All right, fine. By the way, if you're interested in sheep people, great movie out of, I think, New Zealand called Black Sheep that has, like, were-sheep.
Don't and like where this is going.
It's pretty good. Were-sheep out of New Zealand. Very good.
Okay, I've spent too long on the internet because I automatically assumed this was an erotic film of some kind.
No.
Okay, it's a horror film. All right, yeah. that's good.
Oh, never mind. Okay. bizarre exoplanet, you know, this immediately made me think of Mustafar, where.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, an atmosphere of molten rock, like the rock
right.
is so hot that
it's the air. Yeah. So what scientists are saying is they think that all planets probably go through a phase that looks a little bit like this, you know, cause it'll. The pressure of rocks and dust coming together to form a planet produces a tremendous amount of heat.
Right.
So, like, our planet was probably a lava world at some point, but, like, to see literally the atmosphere is rock. Like, if you tried to land a spaceship on that thing, it would be like flying into a rock wall. You just explode when you hit the atmosphere.
Right.
Not from the heat, but from the fact that vaporized rock is still as dense as rock.
It's our interview with Audrey Norton coming up next. We'll be talking about psychic mediumship, what the difference is between the two. And she gives us a lot of straightforward answers to our questions, which you don't commonly get from a psychic medium. So this is a good one. Stick
Coming
around.
Back.
You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/Radio Wasteland.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Audrey Norton. Audrey, you've been on the show before. We talked about religion last time. This time we're going to be digging more into psychic healing and mediumship. You know, I'm sure, you know, for transparency's sake, you were on the show before about Satanism. I'm sure your religion is going to pull into this on some level, but you know, it's actually been quite a while since we've had anybody who did psychic readings on here, and, you know, so, you know, it is interesting. You would think that would be something that we had more often, but surprisingly, we haven't. You know, how does this start for you? I seem to remember from our last interview, you felt that this was something that you've kind of always had, that you were born with, that was even maybe genetic, if I'm remembering correctly, that something that one of your parents had as well. But tell me how this started for you, this psychic mediumship.
So basically for me, I obviously didn't know or realize what was happening to me as a kid. I only figured out later, like, oh, they call this psychic medium, right? But basically as a kid, I always I always knew, used to almost know when things would happen before they would happen. And I just thought like that was normal. You know, everyone could do that. And I would sort of see things in my dreams and then it would happen in the physical world. And I also thought that was normal. And then when I looked at people, I would sort of see like colors around people, or I'd get an instinct sort of knowingness of things about this person or like what they're feeling in that sense. And then also thought that was normal. And then later on, well, not later on, actually, I was about, how old was I? Like, my brother was just born, so I was about 4 and a half. I started to sort of see spirit in the home. And it was very, it wasn't a scary thing for me. It wasn't, it was just sort of like, this is interesting because, like, who are you and what are you doing in my house? And it, you know, it was like, but I wasn't. That's the weird part about it. Like, I wasn't scared with it. And anyway, so I would start seeing things like that. In the evenings, I would just sort of feel a spirit come sit on my bed, which is the really weird part because you could see an imprint on my bed as to where someone actually sat. And I was, like, convinced at one stage it was my mom. And then I just turned around, like, there was no one there. And, like, she was sleeping and everything. So, like, that was the first time I actually got scared. Before that, I wasn't actually scared. And then, so at this stage, it was probably about 9 or 10 years old. Kind of grew up, went into teenage phase, always kind of had this weird knowingness, didn't quite click what it was. And then when I was about 16, I started to be drawn a lot to astrology and numerology and dream interpretations and those type of things, which I found very interesting. And it wasn't actually until I was in my early 20s that I clicked, like, hang on, I don't think other people can see this. Like, I always wondered, like, you know, when someone says this is the color green, like, is my version of green and their version of green the same green? You know, I think a lot of us wonder about things. But, and that's why I sort of just accepted, you know, this is something everyone could do. And I was about, I think about 22, 23 or something. And a friend of mine said to me, like, you do realize when you speak of these things, like, I don't know what you're talking about. And when you're saying, like, oh, look, that person has this color today and this person is going through that, like, how do you know this? And I was like, I don't know, I just do. And he kind of freaked out completely. This was a very agnostic, and he sort of, like, this is pseudoscience and, like, no, this is weird. Like, you know, and I was kind of like, okay, but I just thought everyone could do this. And so at this stage, I've never even gone to see a psychic. I didn't really know what psychic was in that term. Although people did tell my mom while I was growing up, like, no, you know, your daughter is psychic. But I don't know what that meant. Like, what does that mean? You know, it's like, you psycho. That's kind of what I thought. Then eventually I was like, okay, you know, maybe I should then see a psychic and see. And then, like, as I walked into this woman's sort of office, I guess, who was working from our house, then she was like, do you know you're psychic? And I was like, yeah, people have said this, but I don't know what this is. And she was like, okay, so, like, it's fine, you are, but you obviously don't click that you are. So I was like, no. So she's like, okay, the next person that walks in here, you're just actually going to tell them what you see. And that was the weirdest experience, because the next thing I just start seeing, like I normally do, seeing and knowing this kind of things about this person, and I start telling them this. And this guy, this is a man as well, and he just, like, sort of broke down and cried. And I was like, oh, my God, did I offend you? Did I freak you out? Like, what's going on? And he was like, no, that's actually just why I'm here to see the psychic, is because of what you've just said. And I was just like, I was so freaked out at this stage. I felt like a mental institution with me. Like, I need to get locked up somewhere. Like, this is weird. I'm freaking out. And then after that, this lady sort of just explained to me, like, how to calm myself down a little bit. In that sense. And she's like, no, it's okay. It's normal. No one's going to lock you up, but you need to start figuring out how you are going to use this in that sense. And then there wasn't actually any training or anything to think about it. I learned eventually later on how to use tarot cards, just because I thought that was quite interesting and something I was interested in from a young age. I actually had a couple of tarot cards when I was about 11 that I got with the astrology kit, but I had no idea what that was. So it was just sort of like whatever. But yeah, that was sort of like the journey. My mother is actually very psychic, although she'll deny it completely. Like, she still thinks it's a bit weird. She respects what I do, but she sees some interesting things about people as well, very accurate. And then before that, there was a speculation that my grandmother also had a bit of it. But I also say, like, you don't need to have it in your family to be born as one of these people that sort of can read energy in that sense.
You know, can it be taught? Like, to somebody who's never, like, I've never had anything like that. And granted, my, well, I don't know if closed-mindedness, but my lack of, my skepticism, whatever word you want to use, I'm sure would get in the way, but could one be taught?
See, this is a debate that is always continuously going on. Like, can you teach someone to be psychic? So my personal opinion is that you would have to have some form of connection to seeing energy that you would have to be born with. And then you could probably develop it, and you can help that person, like, develop it through, I guess, exercises and things like that. I was born just being very open and very in touch. But I know I have seen people who, you know, they sort of had an experience when they were a kid and then didn't have experiences again. And then as an adult, they're like, I want to open this up again. And then through exercises, they sort of, you know, get in touch with it again. But going from not knowing or not having any sort of experiences, almost being completely detached to energy, to being able to read energy, I don't know if that is actually possible, to be honest. Because I think you would have to have something in you that you already know is picking up on stuff in that way. Yeah.
Can I just say how nice of that psychic lady in that story to just be like, hey, why don't you just talk to the next customer? Like, I love that. That's just so heartwarming.
Yeah, it was really, really nice of her. Unfortunately, the relationship later didn't end so well because when I started clients, then she got a bit funny with me. But no, it was really one of those defining moments in my career. It's that I'm very grateful to her because she gave me that opportunity to figure myself out, I guess.
Yeah,
no, that crossed my mind too. When I was younger, I took bass lessons, and I took 4 bass lessons. I was on my 4th lesson, and the guy says, hey, I'm moving. Do you want to take over all my clients? And I'm just all like, this is my 4th lesson. You know, it's like, and so I had to go home and like, because I mean, I had the technique to show off, but I had no idea of musical theory. So I had to go home and for a week and study up on musical theory and just make sure I was one step ahead of all my students, you know?
Wait, you actually did it?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Confidence.
So, talking about the music, I would say that's almost like with the psychic as well. Like, you are, if you're born with a talent for music, you're going to get into those classes, you're going to pick up immediately what you need to do, and you're still going to practice, I guess, but you're going to have that natural talent for it. So that's almost like that gift, you know? And then someone who doesn't have that sort of talent for it, they're going to have to, I guess, practice and work a lot harder to get somewhat good, where someone who's got that natural born talent for music is just going to go through it a lot faster and better. And I think that is sort of how I see the psychic thing. Like, you could potentially, you know, learn a couple of things of how to pick up on it, but you're not going to be the same as someone who's actually, like, born into it.
Right, born with the, that makes a lot of sense, because as a musician, you know, you have a, it's not, I don't even view it as a talent, I view it as a perspective that you kind of look at things in a certain way, and therefore you're able to do this thing that other people could do, but it just comes a little easier for you because you're already looking at it in that way that helps. Yeah.
Yes.
So that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of sense.
That's how I do it.
Thank you. Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Nick Gardner, I am government watchdog. I'm going to be here every other Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KCNR Radio 96.5 FM 1460 AM. I'm going to give you a layman's view of how maybe our government might be manipulating us or misleading us or intentionally deceiving us. So I hope you can stay tuned and listen to my opinion.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us. This is probably a question that's been answered for a lot of people, and it's been answered. So a lot of people are called psychics and mediums, and I know that psychic is, well, I know that mediumship is communing with the dead, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then a psychic can be a lot of things. It can be like, I read your mind, I see the future. But even if I see the future, it's through reading you. Not read your mind necessarily, but in the loosest term. So not everybody that's a psychic is a medium. Not everybody is medium as a psychic, but a lot of people are psychic mediums. But is medium a subcategory of psychic?
Okay. So firstly, I'm going to quickly correct you. If you are a medium, you are a psychic. But if you're a psychic, you're not necessarily a medium. That is the distinction there. Because when we talk about mediumship, we're talking about going into a sort of like higher dimension of a higher energy frequency, okay? Because that is sort of where you're, you know, they call it spirits, they call it souls, they call it the dead. I would say it's an energetic imprint that is left behind from someone that has left their physical body, okay? Purely because energy is something that you can't create it, you can't destroy it, it can only be transferred. And so when we look at that energetic frequency that's within us, it's just sort of like imprints onto the physical world, and that is what you connect with, and that is what you sort of read then and get the information from. And with that, if you can go to that frequency where you need to be able to do that, then you're automatically going to be on the same frequency where you can also connect to, which is a little bit lower than that, where you can see sort of the future situations of someone. And when we're talking psychic, we're talking specifically in the sense of like that predictability type of thing. And that is where you are looking at the person's energy body. And within that, you can see this is what they are busy creating for themselves through their choices, their actions, their words, their emotions. All of that sort of creates a ripple effect, if I can say, like a butterfly effect.
Kind of like remote viewing concept.
Yeah. So then you can see in that butterfly effect, okay, so this is playing out. And then with that, you can see also, it's almost like a spider's web. So there's like little circles that sort of come out from the person, and then there's like little lines that come through it. And with that, you get like crossroad thingies. You can see if you make this choice, that's going to play out. If you make this choice, that's going to play out. And this choice, that's going to play out. And so as a psychic, you can say to that person, listen, these are your options. This is how it's going to pan out with each option. Or there's something here that's manifesting, and unfortunately, it's already so far in the manifestation process, you can't actually change it. So you just kind of have to go through it and prepare for it. Or enjoy it if it's a nice thing, I guess, you know. But that is sort of the psychic element. It's sort of just reading that energy body and seeing, observing that butterfly effect or the ripple effect, and then being able to guide them through that in that sense. And that is actually the part. Growing up, I thought literally everyone could see their own ripples, you know. Right. Funny thing is, I can't always see my own, which is very frustrating, but I can do that. So yeah. I can't like, look at myself in a mirror and then see stuff. Like, that doesn't quite work like that. But I can look at others and have that objective sort of view of what's happening with them in that sense. And then, yeah, like mediumship, that is almost just going a little bit higher in your energy frequency and connecting with those almost imprints. That is in the physical, and getting sort of, I guess, messages or guidance, or it's mostly reassurance that come from these imprints in that sense. And it's also a bit of a, I say it's like a bit of a shock reaction to your system, like when you die or cross over, as people say, that leaves that imprint, because usually it's all about sort of being concerned about the people that are left behind, you know?
I notice you say imprints and not, like, ghosts. Is that... Well, I mean, I think for a layperson, that's what's going to come up. It is... So, is this a situation where it's, like, there are not actually, like, disembodied souls on the planet wandering around, but it's more like just the effect they've left that you can kind of still communicate with, or...
Okay. Yeah, so there's two things here. So when you're saying ghost, that term actually brings forwards a lot of other different categories again. So ghost can also be what we call an entity. So that is sort of the larger part of your energy body that sort of stays on the third dimension and doesn't move up. So we got like the third dimension over here, and then when I talk about higher frequencies, I'm referring to your fourth frequency, the fourth dimension, and then we get the fifth dimension. Okay, so think of it like this. You've probably seen in movies when there are ghosts, it's almost like they're hovering. Okay, they're always like hovering around. And that is because the fourth dimension literally sits over here. This is where our fourth dimension starts. So when I look at spirit imprints or ghosts or entities, they always sort of start about here and they look like a hologram. They're like always moving like this. And that is because those energetic the energetic pixels. They almost look like pixels. You know, like when something's pixelated?
Right.
Pixels, but the pixels are moving, almost like the energy is at higher frequencies. So they're moving and they're round about here. So when I'm saying spirit imprint, that is sort of the part of you that has sort of is available to us to communicate to. And then the larger part of you would be up in the higher frequencies. Then we have your ghosts, or also known as entities. That is the bigger part of your energy body that is just sort of stuck here. It hasn't moved up through the realms. Okay. And so when we get that, that is normally when we have to do work like spirit release or spirit clearing. And we actually have to show this energy body like, hey, you need to move up. Like, you can still have your imprint here that's communicating with your people, but you also need to be moving up and sort of disperse your energy, you know, in that way. So that's a little bit of a technical explanation. Okay. But think of it like a ladder. We have like step one is the third dimension, and then four, five, and kind of goes up, but that's sort of irrelevant when we're talking about mediumship and psychicness. And then that part of you needs to go up through the realms, that the energy needs to be dispersed and transferred. And sometimes it gets stuck. And when it's stuck, we have a ghost or an entity.
That's interesting. I also want to chase down something unrelated you mentioned a little bit ago. You mentioned that you've met people who sort of had psychic experiences when they were kids, but then didn't for a really long time, then picked it up again. Do you think children are more like attuned or whatever? Is this a common thing?
Yeah, so mostly children up until the age two are generally very open, energetically speaking. So they're still very in touch with sort of that spirit realm or energetic world, in that sense. So they're still very in tune and very in touch with all of that. That's also sometimes you'll see babies and they'll have a mobile above them, but they're looking over here and they're fascinated with something over here. And even though there's nothing there, that's often they pick up on spirit. And then from about age two, the more language starts to develop within the child and the more the child is taught sort of rules and boundaries, the more they sort of lose themselves as well. And they're connectedness to the other world, the spirit world, energy world. And then that's when they sort of start to close off, generally speaking, from about 4, 5, 6, but 8, normally they've lost it. If the child is meant to be moving into the position where they're using these sort of gifts, spiritual gifts or psychic gifts, if you want to call it that, later in life, they'll sort of tend to keep it moving through life. And then the other thing that happens is they might have an experience when they're about 4, 5, 6, and it's something that shakes them up or gets them really scared, like seeing a spirit or something. And then they close up completely. And they close themselves up, and then that is when they don't have experiences again until much later, when they're like, oh, yeah, something happened, and I was really scared, but I remember it so distinctively, and I want to re-explore that. And then you can sort of open that up again.
You know, these ghosts or spirits or imprints, you know, so it makes me feel that a ghost, somebody who's here, can comment on what's currently going on, but maybe an imprint can only comment on what went on in their life until they became an imprint because
they're no longer
conscious.
Yes, so the way I experience this is like you sort of have that energetic imprint, but it is still attached to the larger whole of the soul. So let me maybe just explain the concept of the soul a little bit more, then that's going to make more sense. So you have your physical body, and a lot of people tend to think their energy body or their – I'm using spirit and soul interchangeably here and spirit is inside of them, when in fact, actually, it's a lot bigger than you. Okay, it's actually all around you. So that's where you'll get the term of, say, an aura, energy body, is that sort of bubble around you in that sense. So that's your energy body. Then your spirit is even bigger than that. And there's only a small part of you that's incarnated on Earth. The rest is sort of still up there in the fourth and fifth dimension. Well, mostly the fifth dimension, actually. The fourth is like in the middle. Anyway, it's up in the fifth. So when you sort of cross over, you have that imprint that's here, but that imprint is still connected to the fifth dimension as well. And it's connected to the fourth and the third in that sense. So it almost comes down. And then what I do is I lift up. So I meet that imprint in the middle, which is why it's called the medium, because it's in the medium level. So that imprint... Yes.
Okay. I never heard the origin of the term. I don't.
Yeah. Comes up and we meet in the middle of the medium, and that's sort of where that imprint is. But it's still connected to the higher parts of the self as well, right? And I feel like they tend to speak a lot more about their life as well, like parts that hasn't been resolved, almost like unfinished business. Like, a lot of the information normally that comes through is about sort of trying to finish off things with people that have left behind. And now and again, you'll get one that can comment on things that are going to happen in the future. My personal experience with that is it's not that popular. Maybe because, I don't know, it takes too much energy to connect up here and bring it through. That's where I'll just look at what is the person creating. It's much quicker.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C., 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official administration for community living policy.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest Audrey Norton. We're talking about psychic mediumship. Again, if you want to find out more about her while we're talking, it's ADRINORTON.co.za.
Normally, with the inner reading, we can sort out a lot of things. A lot of clarity can be brought to the table. There's some insights there. And then from then onwards, you know, people know what to do next and they can carry on again. And then sometimes I'll get people who say to me, okay, listen, I feel like I need a reading and I feel I need a crystal healing because I'm feeling like something isn't right within me, or I'm feeling overly emotional, or I'm very stressed, or I'm just not feeling well. And then I'm like, cool, let's do the reading, let's do the crystal healing, let's take it from there. Sometimes, obviously, with clearings and home situations, people know something is wrong, and then they would want you to come to the home and check it out and see if there's something going on. But it literally, it varies from person to person. I literally get 50-50 of both. Like, some people are like, I really don't know what I need. And then some people are like, no, this is what I want. That's it. So, yeah. Hence.
Now, last time we talked about how in South Africa and Africa in general, Satanism could be a very taboo subject. What about psychic mediumship not connected to that? You know, is that something that they automatically make the association with? Because, like, there's a lot of churches here in America that if you say you're a psychic, the people say, you're possessed by the devil. And then there's other churches here that would say, oh, that's a gift from God. That's one of, you know, you have discernment. You know, what's the take in your area on those things?
Oh, it's about the same as you were explaining now. We have some people who would say it's a gift from God and it's amazing and you need to be using it to help people and sort of playing out that narrative. Then we have the others like, this is devil worshipping, you're possessed, you need exorcism, like, and you're getting it from the latest I actually got since sort of being on the radar in South Africa as a Satanist, is that I am speaking to demons. So that's quite interesting, because as a Satanist, I don't even believe in demons. As a psychic, I've seen a demon. So, it's very interesting. But I'm speaking to demons, apparently, and I'm possessed by the devil and all of that. But generally speaking, in South Africa currently, it is very much accepted sort of psychic work. Like, people are very open-minded about it. About 5 years ago, it was a different story, though. So we've come far in 5 years. And I'm sure even 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I was just looking at something in a library once, and it was related to witchcraft. And immediately it was like, you're a devil worshipper. Like, and tarot and numerology and all of that was devil worship and the work of the devil. So that's like 15 years ago. But we're getting somewhere where at this stage today, it's definitely a lot more accepted and it's met with a sense of intrigue. So when people do hear you're a psychic, they more want to, it's like, what do you see? What can you tell me? You know, rather than like Antichrist.
Right. So, you know, I say this is not combative, that you don't believe in demons. And when they say demons and you're all, I haven't seen a demon. A common question that I like to ask people, because this is probably my horror movie fandom, is we're talking about these multiple levels of existence, but are there entities that were never human, that are maybe malevolent or benevolent, floating around in these different ladder rungs? I think that's about as good as I can ask it.
Yeah, so what you do get is, since we're the third dimension, right, there's obviously a second and a first dimension as well. So those are energy forms that have not incarnated on Earth ever before.
Ooh, okay? I like this. This is creepy. This is creepy.
Yeah. So this is another thing that happens, though, is like we've spoken about sort of like Kara's mentioning the ghosts, and I was saying like I call them entities in that sense, like they lived on Earth, but they got stuck afterwards. They didn't get to cross over. And they sort of feed off a property of the feed of human energy, almost like a vampire type of thing, in order to keep them here. Yes. So
weren't you just making fun of me, Kara? Whatever. All right.
Yes, all right. I was, but my love of vampires cannot be suppressed. Well, it's fun for the vampire.
True, that's true. Energy forms coming in from, say, for instance, the first and the second dimension. So we've got our third dimension, second, first dimension, and they're sort of over here. So the only time you're going to get an entity from here coming into the third dimension is when you as a person have an incredibly low energetic state and you have an aura leak. Okay, so aura leak again happens when your chakras have been blocked. That happens due to emotional situations or events in your life that create emotional upsetting situations. And so when we have an energy leak, and you're in the third dimension here, your energy becomes lower and lower and lower. So this is someone, again, severely depressed, suicidal, drug, alcohol, addiction. I'm talking like really down low energy, okay, with the aura leak. Then you have the potential for a first or second dimension energy form entity to latch to that person. So I guess I wouldn't call it a demon, because I think that is a very different thing. And you get demonolatrists, and they work with energy forms that they call demons, but I don't have experience with that, and I don't think...
I get that. I was just saying that maybe somebody else was interpreting these things.
So I think demons is also a very different story, but there is definitely some energy forms that can latch, but I mean, it's really like 1% of the time that you're like hardly ever going to see something like that.
You mentioned earlier, though, that, you know, one sort of energy being can't really affect another one unless they let them. So how does that sort of work?
That happens in situations, like I said, you're severely depressed, there's addiction, there's a lot of things happening, and you're going through life sort of going like, I need help, anyone just help me. And most of the time situations would be like where you were thinking like, just anyone help me. Like, I just need help. I'll do anything. Just help me. And that process in that energy state is used allowing it in.
Yeah, I'm understanding this like a kind of like I exist on the first and second and third planes, but kind of like autoimmune to the point where you're fighting yourself and therefore are susceptible to things that are down there.
100%. You're fighting yourself. Yeah.
Interesting.
Crazy. And not crazy in a good way, you know.
We're fascinated by that.
Right, I am. I am. I absolutely love this stuff. Unfortunately, we're coming up here on the end. And if people want to find out more about you, again, go to audreynorton.co.za. And Audrey, again, apparently I'm the only one that didn't know this, is spelled A-D-R-I-N-O-R-T-O-N. But I feel like Trump, who's just all like, some people didn't know that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Be all, everybody knew that, man. It was just you. Apparently that's me with Audrey. But, is there any other place where people should look for you and find you if they want to find out more about you? I know you got a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I think the website that you've mentioned is the best place. From there, there's links to my YouTube, Facebook, and all of that. I would say the website is the first stop.
All right. Well, you know, thank you very much for being on here. And really, you gave a much more concise and well-explained idea of what psychic mediumship is than we've really ever had before.
Cool.
You know, it gets a little squishy sometimes, so... Yeah. It's nice to have some answers.
Right. Normally I start them with, I know you may not have the answer to this, but this time I actually felt like I could just straight up ask the question and possibly get the answer, you know. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And thank you for being on the show. Again, that's adrinorton.co.za. Go ahead and check her out. You've been listening to Audrey Norton right here on Radio Winslet.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.